Let's face it, life isn't easy. If you're stuck in a bad relationship, betrayed or afraid of tomorrow, financially insecure, or desperate for a breakthrough, you've come to the right place. Dr. Carmen Hara is a renowned psychologist, intuitive, relationship expert, and best-selling author, and she's here to give you the miracle guidance you need. Her new call-in show, Miracle Guidance for Everyday Life, offers profound wisdom, practical advice, daily exercises, and empowering predictions, all for you. Dr. Hara's show aims to eliminate everyday problems, big and small, with topics like healing your relationships, reclaiming your power, achieving better health, dealing with loss, and so much more. Regain the joy, stability, and fulfillment you deserve to feel. Tune in to Miracle Guidance for Everyday Life with host Dr. Carmen Hara, live every Tuesday at 7 p.m. Eastern, and find the answers you've been looking for.
Hello, everybody. I'm Carmen Hara, and welcome to another episode of Miracle Guidance for Everyday Life. And tonight, I'm very excited because we're going to talk about a great topic, a topic that we all talk about it, and it's called Forgive and Detach. Now, we all say, like, okay, I can forgive, but I can't forget. One of the things that I learned in life that we are the way we respond to life. We are determined by the way we react to our experiences, because we react differently to our experiences. And we can choose, for instance, to go through an experience and become bitter and resentful, or we can choose to go through a difficult experience and become wiser. So it's up to you how you choose to react. So we used to say that life is putting us through the same life experiences, but our way of processing them is totally different from an individual to another. And as I said, we all go through painful experiences. This is what life is all about. It's inevitable to stop them from happening. But we can't, and we cannot control them. But we are supposed to emerge through our pain stronger. And we're supposed to understand the meaning of the pain. And we're supposed, as I said, to evolve. But that doesn't happen all the time. As I said, everyone tells you that they forgive, but they don't know how. And they probably, many people would love to forgive, because forgiveness is such a big word with so many implications behind it. So how do you really know when you truly forgiven someone? What exactly does it mean to forgive a person who hurt you? Does it mean you forgot what they did, or does it really mean at some point it has no meaning anymore? No, I will tell you, forgiveness means you decide to let go, and also you decide to heal. No matter what happened to you, no matter how hurt or broken or damaged you feel, you can always put yourself back. You can put yourself back together like starting new, like you're a new person, like you can fly again, though you've been broken. You can start a life on a new path, because forgiveness is that glue that makes you whole again. We all have a couple of people sometime in life we need to forgive, those who cause us pain, who makes us suffer, or took our goodness for granted. So the word forgive comes from an old English word that means to give up. In that sense, when we forgive, we give up. We give up the anger. We give up the frustration. We give up the bitterness. We give up all those difficult emotions that, we feel in our hearts. So holding a grudge doesn't contribute anything good to us. So when we forgive, we return those empty feelings to the universe, and release them from our personal energy field. So in so many ways, forgive means to detach. Now, the origin of the word forgiveness, going back to the Greeks, also means to detach. If you go back to 2,000 years ago when Jesus said, forgive them because they don't know what they're doing, he used the word forgive in a sense of, I want to forgive them because I want to detach from this. I want to go up. I don't want to be trapped into this. I need to go, you know, to the higher dimension. And if I don't forgive, I will continue to be attached to this. Now, emotions are not just feelings or temporary feelings. They are the building blocks of health, directly and indirectly. So learning to accept, to process, and ultimately master emotion will restore harmony in your body, in your mind, in your spirit. So letting go of things that don't bring you joy, whether it's people, thoughts, situation, that you can let go and can forgive. It's, I know it's not easy to do, but it's a life-saving decision. So I want you, for you listening to the show, think a little bit and make a list of all of the situation, people, circumstances that you need to let go, the people that you need to forgive, that you don't want to hear about them, that you want to bless them and let them go so that you can close that door of your life forever. Now, as you know very well, that mental health affects the physical health. But emotions play a greater role in your well-being than you can even imagine, because they harbor those negative emotions by taking a devastating toll on you. Feelings that are suppressed multiply and influence the way you behave. You can become distracted, distressful. Self-destructive, you can become cynical, you become insecure, and all those emotions form clusters of neurons dominating and creating negative thoughts and negative patterns of behavior. The more you hold into your feelings like anger, the more you become angry, the more you linger on a bitter memory, the more bitterness consumes you. Now, science has proven that negative emotion can actually cause harmful chemical that can be released into your bloodstream. Now, these chemicals enter your cells and disrupt the normal function of the cell, weakening your immune system. So in this way, holding into the past and holding into this inability to forgive can make you physically sick. Now, resentment is toxic at all level of your being. So to achieve wellness, you must stabilize these emotions, and it starts by this ability to forgive for your own well-being. In my opinion, on a larger scale, the fact that we continue to suffer the same diseases is proof that we haven't been able to forgive. Globally, humanity is not able to forgive. And if we practice forgiveness, we will be able to wipe out most of our ailments, genetic or not. So the human race continues to use the same anger from long time ago against the same people, the same religion, the same old since the beginning of time. So nothing would serve our evolution more than to stop and heal ourselves. But nobody talks about it. We talk about everything else. We talk about such nonsense all over the news and everywhere. You see things that only feed into this continuous conflict at every level of our being, the conflict between blue and red and white and black. And, you know, instead of putting an end to it, and then this is what seems that is so hard. That's why I said, I admit that forgiveness is easier said than done. We cannot magically pull ourselves out of our misery. If we could, no one could be in pain, and we will all forgive on command. I mean, we'll just press a button of forgiveness, and we'll be there. The true secret is finding that one reason to forgive and detach is there, and it's going to be done in a heartbeat. But it's not that easy. Maybe you want to be strong for your children to set up an example and do it just to show them it can be done. But as I said, you know, it's not that easy. You have to remind yourself that you must let go of things in order for them to come to an end. Even if it's a situation is over and done, sometimes we continue to hold on into it emotionally for a very long time. You have to let your guard down. Sometimes only for a minute, I put yourself sometime in the other person's shoes in order sometime to understand what motivated a certain situation, what motivated somebody's reaction towards you. Things are sometimes more complicated than they seem to do. They seem to be than you really think they are. So I am fascinated by this topic. So, and I want to also take your calls and ask you, what do you think about forgiveness? If you are able to process forgiveness in your life, if you think you are able to move on, you know, in a situation when you felt hurt, you felt betrayed, you felt mistreated. So, and I have also, I want to tell you, I have an entire way of doing it. Like I have the so-called four truths of forgiveness. I always come up with a program for you that I want to offer to you, like trying to inspire you from my own experiences and coming up with ideas about how to forgive, understanding why you need to forgive, taking the time for forgiveness, starting to forgive your own self, and also counting your blessing, because to forgive what went wrong, you first have to acknowledge what went right. So I'm going to talk much more about the four truths of forgiveness, but before I do that and before we go into action to erase resentment and erase regret and delete the things that you kept on holding on, I'm going to go and take your calls. And I have some callers all the way from the beginning of the show in which I'm expressing gratitude to Jackie and Shirley. So I'm going to start with Jackie. Hi, Jackie, my dear. How are you?
Doing well. And I love this evening's topic. I think it's a very important topic. Yeah.
It is, Jackie, because look at the world that we are in. You know, how can we forgive to move on? And we're stuck. I mean, everywhere I'm looking, from an individual perspective, you know, I look in people's life, and then I'm looking globally, I'm looking politically, I'm looking at every level of abuse, how people are stuck in situation. We're stuck into something that happened politically 2 years ago. We're stuck in situation. How can we move on and forget already whatever happened, and let's move on, you know? So in which way you personally, Jackie, relate to this? So I'm asking you, were you able to forgive in your life? Because I'm absolutely sure, because I know every one of us has been hurt, you know, and has reasons to forgive. How do you handle forgiveness? Do you understand the significance of it? Were you able to forgive the... Yeah.
I mean, I do understand the importance of it, because it's really... Mm-hmm. I feel it's really a gift that you give to yourself.
Right.
But I also honor the fact that it's a process. I don't think it necessarily,
exactly,
depending on the depth of the pain, you do it overnight.
Absolutely.
Know? I mean, it is a process, mm-hmm, that I think that I continue to work on. I mean, I'm in,
right,
that process again right now. So, but I so recognize the importance of it. And the other thing I always remember, too, is that I have to be willing to forgive if I want to be forgiven. And I've certainly done things,
agree,
in my life that, you know,
very
I need,
true,
to be forgiven for. So,
right,
that's also how I see it. But yeah, I don't, it's not the, it's, I can't say that it's easy, but it's so crucial. It's crucial.
It's crucial, but you have to realize how much good this does to you, you know, and before anything else, let's say you've been in a situation in which you're able to forgive and completely detach from the situation, you have a feeling like, I can move on, you know, I'm not going to look back. That situation doesn't mean anything for me anymore. I'm a free person. I've been able to detach. So I'm not going to allow that situation to be stuck to me, you know, to stay with me. I delete that impression, that circumstance, even that person, that circumstance from my life, from my memory, from that my subconscious. Because I feel like a lot of people actually get sick, physically sick, because of their inability to forgive. So they can't move on. They either live in the past, and that allows them at some point, you know what I mean, to get all kinds of diseases. Diseases come from this inability to move on and remove themselves from toxic people, situation, and circumstances.
I believe so, yes.
It's like, to me, like, forgive is like a gift, you know, a being whole again, being complete, being entire, being unhurt. Because as long as you know you hurt, you are broken. And when you forgive, you detach from that pain, so you try to become whole again, to become complete, to become entire, you know, to create the oneness, the totality, the holiness again.
And the whole time you were talking, you know, when you came on and talked about the healing process and becoming whole again, I'm like, yes, I could so, relate to it, yeah.
But tell me, how can I help you tonight? Do you have like a specific question that you have for me or something you want me to validate? Oh, you know what, Jackie, hold on the line 1 second because I have a short break, so don't go anywhere. Please, please, wait for me 1 minute.
Okay.
1 minute.
Okay.
The best of the holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Connect at omtimes.com. Om Times, creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Hello, I'm Sandy Sedgbeer, host of Om Times Magazine's flagship radio show, What Is Going On? My passion is sifting through information, research, and innovations from New Thought teachers, speakers, and researchers, pushing back the boundaries of what we know about life, energy, metaphysics, and the universe. I love shifting perceptions about who we are, why we're here, and how quickly impossible becomes normal when we open our minds, expand our awareness, and accept that the only limits that exist are those we place upon ourselves. So if you're the kind of forward-thinking, eager investigator of what lies beyond the current reality that most perceive, why not make a date to come play with me in the field of possibilities at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time every Thursday, and together we can discover what's really going on.
Melissa from Michigan. I work an extra part-time job serving lunch at my child's school, but I still can't afford to put food on our table.
Daniel from California. Choosing whether to pay the rent or pay to fix the car to get to work doesn't leave us with much at all. Now we can't even pay for meals.
Hunger is a story we can end. End it at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
I'm back on Om Time Radio, Carmen Jara, talking about the significance of forgiveness, how to forgive, and how powerful it is to forgive in life. And I'm talking to my wonderful Jackie. So, Jackie, I was asking you, I'm so sorry I had you to wait, if you have any questions for me. So let's go to your concern and to your questions for me.
Okay, Carmen. I'm wondering if you see like a new job or relocation showing up for me like over the next year.
I have a, if you don't mind telling me, I want to look into, because I'm a firm believer about the concept of time. So things happen according to our time. If you don't mind telling me the month and the day of your birth, not the year, I will look okay. into where you are right now, just the month and the day.
Okay, well, it's 8:29, so it's tomorrow.
Oh, happy birthday!
Jackie,
happy birthday! Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, beautiful Jackie. Happy birthday to you. I love you.
Thank
well,
you
listen.
So much.
Listen, you go into the year, the third year. So this is the year that makes you, brings you more stability. You were in a little bit of difficult time. I don't know if you agree with me, because things were not really coming through. Does it make sense?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. This year, meaning, and when I said this year, I'm counting from August of the last year, 2017, all the way down to August of this year. So this was the year two. Year two, the so-called personal year two, doesn't make things happen. It keeps us in limbo and gives us a little bit of a disappointment, because we want to see a resolution and their resolution is not happening. So the vibration of this year that you already start to feel as you're coming closer to the year in the last 2 weeks, you know what I mean? Coming closer to the year, I think it's already here. And is the year three is a more benefic year in a sense of stability, creativity, change. It's not a year to invest. It's not a year to buy a house. It's not necessarily a year to get married, but it's a very good year career-wise. So I should say, yeah, if you want to make a change, I would recommend any time from the month of December all the way down to June of the next year. I should say there is a possibility of a change even in November, or an offer coming in November or April of the next year, or to put it this way, between November to April in the frame of this 6 months period. And it's interesting. I have a sense of somebody with an M and L name. M like Mary, Michael, L like Lisa, Laura. These two initials, they ring a bell for somebody who will help you through the process of getting a new job. I feel a presence of somebody who's in their 40s. You know how the mind gives you information?
Mm-hmm.
So this is the kind of an information that I feel compelled to tell you. I'm also getting an interesting name like Corey, Cora, something like that, Caroline, something with a C name, very strong. Do you have a daughter, Jackie?
No. Mm-mm.
No children?
No children, no.
This is somebody younger. So that's what I'm asking, who's this younger person? Is there anybody in your family who's younger?
Well, I have
sisters
and brothers that are younger.
Yeah, it can be like this. Can be somebody who can be in the family, but not necessarily your own child. I don't know what I feel the presence of somebody either coming or visiting who's a younger than you.
Okay.
And I don't know why this comes to my mind, and I'm just addressing this like somebody might come and visit. But there is a change of it's interesting. There is a change of a career. There is a change of a residence. Do you own a property?
I own my own home. Mm-hmm.
Right. That's what I feel. It's possible that the new place where you will be working mean relocating. Will you consider relocating?
Yes. Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Because the reason I'm asking you about if you own a home, I don't necessarily think you should sell it, probably rent it. Does this make sense?
Yeah, I don't think where I live, I can rent it.
It's interesting. Are you not in the year of selling yet? I should say that I will sell this house sometime summer of the next year.
Okay, yeah, if I you wouldn't can. Sell it. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So my okay. sense is you're not in the year where you get the money for this house that you want to get, but as we move into the summer of the next year, then you will.
Okay.
So I'm looking very precisely, how is your own time helping you get what you want? Are you going to get a new job? Absolutely. There's people helping you, you know, to get, and you'll be very happy. You'll be happy with a new position. And it means relocated. It means a new job. Are you in a relationship with somebody?
No. Mm-mm.
Okay. Now, this is what I think the new person, I'm seeing that younger person. There is a person coming in your life who has either a younger daughter, like a 20-something year old daughter. How old are you, Jackie, you don't mind telling me?
I'm going to be, tomorrow I'll be 57.
Yeah. This man is around your age, and he has a 20-something year old daughter. I knew this is around your age. I knew you were somebody in your 50s. And I feel like this man is in his 50s, a man around his age who has a 20-something. That's why I asked, this seems like can be a stepdaughter for you, because I like this man coming into your life. Will you be open to something like this?
Yes. Oh, yes.
So not only you will change residence and change job, but there is a man coming in your life who has a daughter in her 20s. Who's very lovely, and you will have a great relationship with her. So how does it sound as a birthday
awesome.
Gift? As a birthday gift.
<That's awesome.
laughs> I love it.
Yeah. Well,
yes.
An epic
yes.
birthday, huh?
Right. Right. Yes. I love it. You deserve it, my love.
Oh, thank you, Carmen.
Okay, sweetheart. So listen, have a fabulous birthday tomorrow. You are so great. So yeah, this is a good year for you. This is a good year. You will have a change. Yes, there is somebody unexpectedly coming. That involves, you know, moving. It's good to move. Talking about forgive, meaning detach and moving to a new area. Like when you move to a new area, indirectly you forgive because you detach. You forgive the past, more or less consciously, because you let go, you know. Let's say you live in a house with somebody and you hold on to that person who was not fair to you by living in the same house. But the moment you walk away from the house and move to a new reality, you know, to a new home, indirectly you detach from that person.
Yeah.
Do I make sense? So I feel like you have a new beginning by moving to a new home, to a new area, to something new, except that I'm not so enthusiastic about you selling a property right away. But as of the next spring, summer, you will do it. You will do it, and it's going to be a good move.
Okay, wonderful.
I see you in a place that is like a new home, like a new modern type of home. It's like, it's not the new traditional, more like the new type of homes. I don't know how to describe it better. More the new architecture. You're going to love it.
Okay.
Okay,
right.
My Jackie. Thank you so much for calling me. And again, happy birthday, my love.
Thank you so much for calling me.
Okay, my dear. Okay, and I'm going to go to Shirley in Florida. Hi, my dear Shirley. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Good to hear your voice. What do you think of my topic on forgiveness?
It's a great topic. I feel like I'm able to forgive, and it makes me feel a lot better. Just to not founder on that negative feeling.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and something happened to me recently about 2 months ago. I got laid off my work. Yeah,
okay.
I got laid off from my work, and then at the beginning, you know, I didn't know how to react to this, but then instead of holding a grudge, I was actually grateful for it, because that means...
Oh, good. That's brilliant.
Yeah,
that's brilliant.
Like
that's the way to do it.
To the last caller, that will give me an opportunity to maybe relocate somewhere else. So right now I'm contemplating two different jobs that I've been having interviews with. One is in Tampa and one is in D.C. So I wanted to ask you, which one do you have a feeling?
I resonate very good for the one in D.C. Just, you know, when that first instinct tells me that the one in D.C. gives you more, in a sense of paying you better, there's more exposure, there is more. Does it make sense to you? Do you agree with me?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And I'm looking at the long terms, at the perspective, you know what I mean? Where there is more that you can get. So I am more convinced that I feel like you can get both if you want. I feel like it's a choice. Do you agree with me? It's a choice?
Yeah, well, if I get the two offers, it would be a choice.
I feel like you might get two offers. I feel like you will get both, and you will get to choose, and it ends up by being your choice.
Okay. Wow, that's good news. That makes me
Which
happy.
One will you choose? Because I don't have the right to influence you. It's your choice. You have your own... ideas, your own, decisions to make. But in my understanding, the one in Washington is either might pay better, or, you know what I mean? Either there is probably, you know, in the perspective of things, opens bigger doors.
Yeah.
Does that make sense? Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense. I guess I would have to see what they offer. You know, if they're not too far off, then I'll need to make a decision based on different other aspects. For example, in Florida, we don't pay state tax versus in Washington.
That's true. Very true. If you think from that perspective, then you stay in Florida. Yeah. If that is a way, you know what I mean? That is the you have a point. You have a point. I know that because I live in Florida. And
yes,
I agree with you. And I've been living in New York 27 years. And one of the things that I celebrate Florida is this one.
Yeah, and another thing is, for me, I love the weather in Florida. I like to be
that's
warm.
That's another thing. Yes, that's another thing. Yeah. So if you, because it's up to you, here's your free will. If you say, well, there's two things that I will never trade Florida for, is the weather, the taxes, so I will not move there, even if they pay me more, or if, you know, I will still want to stay here, then take the Florida one. Maybe you will take the Florida one. But you can't go wrong. At the end of the day, you know, it's great that you can choose.
Yes.
That's why I said I don't have the right to influence. I'm just saying, in the scheme of things, the other one might pay more. But it's not only about the money. You have to look at
right.
the totality of circumstances, and only you know what's best for you. If you
exactly.
think weather, it's very important, then you should not give up on the weather. And I agree. I'm with you, my love, because I care so much about the weather.
Yes.
I totally agree with you.
Okay, yeah, I just hope they both give me an offer, like you said, but...
Yeah, you get offers on both. You will sit and meditate and think, which one should I take? And then you make your own choice. The most important thing is that you're going to have two offers.
Okay, thank you so much for your help. I appreciate it.
Oh, I love you, my dear. Love you. Anything else I can help you with, or that was it?
Well, one last thing, back to the topic on forgiveness. So I have a sister. And my sister, she's very much opposite of me, right? So I'm very forgiving.
Right.
I don't hold grudges. But she's total opposite. And I don't know what to do or how to help her. Because like you said, it's becoming toxic to the point that sometimes she gets physically sick. And I don't I feel powerless because I want to have some influence over her and help her overcome this issue that she has.
Right. But it's not, you know, you might want to help her, but it's not up to you. She needs to want to be helped. Do you agree with me?
Yes.
And my feeling is like she's so reluctant in allowing you to help her or anyone else to help her. Like she's holding on to this negativity. She like you said, you are a forgiving person. She's not. Mm-hmm. She's holding on to that negativity. And you have to look at through the course of her life, how her life was presented, how her life unfolded, you know, because if you look at her life, you see that she was not able to forgive a lot of people in her life. And consequently, you know, if you don't forgive, you end up by suffering. Then you end up by isolating yourself, you know. Mm-hmm. And the one miserable at the end is only you, no one else.
Yeah.
And I think you should continue to forgive her. But don't necessarily put effort in trying to change her because she's not acknowledging her issues.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what's so sad. I don't think she's willing to change. Okay, my love. So thank you for calling me. I'm going to go to a break. I'll be back in a minute, everybody. Hold on the line. Thank you so much.
All right.
The best of holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose, to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free. AscendingHearts.com.
Hello, I'm Lisa Berry. Join me every Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time for Light on Living, a chance to see new, hear different, and feel more as I shine the spotlight on all the ways to lighten the load of life's challenges. Light on Living is your link to that new way you're looking for, that new understanding that will enhance your life, and that positive connection that will support your growth. So join me, and you'll gain insight and start to see things in a new way that motivates you.
I'm Fidel Nshombo. I was born in a city called Bukavu in the Congo. We were a loving family, and then, boom, everything that I had disappeared in a single day. People think that when you are a refugee and they resettle you to America, and all your problems are done. They don't understand that that's the beginning of everything.
I was not born a refugee. I was made one.
It's time we welcome refugee families with open arms. Learn more at embracerefugees.org, brought to you by the Ad Council.
Hello, my wonderful friends. I'm Carmen Jara, talking about forgiveness and the action that we need to take to erase regret and resentment. And I'm going to go to my next caller, which is Erica from Florida. Hi, my dear Erica. Thank you so much for calling me. How are you, my dear?
Hi, Carmen. I feel like I can talk to you for hours.
Oh, that's so good.
Oh, thank you for sharing all these all these topics are really helpful. And just to go to the first with the topic, I know I got to be
sure.
I learned this year that forgiveness is, like you say, it's like a really a gift for ourselves.
Yes.
It's like a carrying that weight in your spirit that it makes you heavy. And when you
right.
forgive, I learned that forgiveness is it makes you happier too. But there's some things that I don't know if it's the same, like to forget and let go. I don't know. It is the same because some things, in my opinion, I feel like it's unforgivable, but I just decide to let it go.
Well, when you forgive, you detach. When you detach, you actually from something, you indirectly, mm-hmm. like it's like you cut a cord, you know. As mm-hmm. long as you're not forgiving, you tied into something. You tied into mm-hmm. that person that you don't need in your life. You tied into a situation that hurt you. You tied into a to me, you know, forgive is like you regain your personal power. Like your power was taken away. When you were hurt, the power was taken away from you by somebody. Somebody who hurt you, who put you down, who betrayed you, who cheated on you, who humiliated you, who that person took your power away. But when you forgive, you remove yourself from that situation, from that power, from that circumstance, and you get your power back. Does it make sense? So you want to detach yes. yourself from the past. So mm-hmm. you want to reflect your power on a daily action.
Mm-hmm.
You defend yourself, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You reject, you know, any bad treatment. You reject, you want to, it's almost like in a way you stand up for yourself. When you forgive, mm-hmm. this is also part of standing up for you. Like mm-hmm. you remember all of a sudden that dignity is your birthright. You know, you see mm-hmm. people who are hurt and they so down and they get so depressed and so demoralized because they can't forgive because they cannot stand up for themselves.
Mm-hmm.
So you need to help yourself.
Mm-hmm. Do you think I personally right now, I'm not talking to my older brother. We're not talking for more than a year, like a year and a half.
Okay. Okay.
And
what did your brother do to you?
Well, he has actually kids that we are taking care of, and then I see him
okay.
often. And the moms, he has two women, so there are four kids in total. And they're with me, and he's really irresponsible. So it makes me so mad that I just stopped talking to her and that we're just taking care of the kids because their mom, they just left them. They're not really here. So we're taking care of them, and he's really ungrateful. So it makes me so mad. So I decide to not talking to him. But it's really uncomfortable
okay.
too, since it's my brother.
Okay. But you need
Should
to stand up for you in the relationship with him to make justice
Should
to
I?
Yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And forgiveness meaning you detach yourself from all his wrongdoing towards you.
Mm-hmm. Should I just let go and try to make peace with him? Even though I agreed with
me?
Decisions.
Yeah, I'll make peace with him. You know, there's a saying of Mother Teresa, she said that it's always between you and God. It's never between you and your brother. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
then you have to do good anyhow. It's between you and God. Your brother
yeah.
is not part of the equation. So if you
yeah.
do good, regardless how much bad your brother does, cancels all the mistakes.
Mhm. A lot of mistakes.
yeah.
Yeah. And another question that is really, really, really important to me. Can you see any time? When do you think I can plan to have kids? Since I don't have any kids yet.
I think you should plan to have that as soon as possible.
because I just turned 36 and I have not kids.
That's perfect timing to have kids. Perfect timing. It's not late at all.
Mm-hmm. And because I was battling this panic attack and anxiety, and I'm taking the trauma core that you recommend me the
good.
Last time.
And?
Because it's my third time that I call. I'm a fan.
Very
I'm
good.
Very
call
fan.
As many times as you need, my love. TravaCore is very safe. It's a natural product that regulates the hormones in the brain. It's an anxiety medication that is natural. It's not something that will have side effects. You know, it will make you like a zombie and will affect
and I have
being
a
pregnant.
Yes, because I've been taking it for a few weeks, and my panic attacks has reduced maybe like half.
Yeah, 50%. You know what I mean? They take so, like 2 months. Everything we take in the body takes a while to regulate in the body. It takes a while. It doesn't happen in a week or two. It takes usually after 6-7 weeks.
Close to a month.
Yeah, you will see even better in 2 months. 2 months, they might go completely away. Yeah,
yes.
I promise you, like in 2 months, will go completely away.
Mm-hmm. So
yeah.
When do you think
take
I should
also
start planning
something
for
that
kids?
Is called Calm G. Calm and G, the letter G.
With a K? With a K or with a C?
Calm with a G like in George. Calm G. Calm, the word calm, C-A-L-L-M, C-A-L-M, calm, and then G like in George. Calm G.
Okay.
You can find it on Amazon. It's done by neuroscience. It's a very good natural product. That is
can
also
I combine
designed
that with the TravaCore?
Yes, they work together. They work together very well.
Okay.
They reinforce. Mm-hmm. One reinforces the other. It makes it even better. The combination works very well together.
Is there something else that I can add to this, or this is enough?
Take this for two weeks and then give me a call again. And
together.
After 2 weeks, we'll see. Yeah. Take this together. The Calm G you take at night before you go to sleep. TravaCore, you can take it during the day. But the Calm G, you can take it only
twice
a day. And the TravaCore, you can take it twice a day. And then Calm G only at night.
Okay, only at night.
Only at night,
yes. I will sure do that. Yes,
absolutely.
And then
in 2 weeks from now, call me. Right, absolutely. And I promise you, you're going to feel phenomenal. And then go ahead and have your baby, and I'll celebrate it. I will be the happiest person on earth.
Yes, me too. I hope one day, because I live in Florida, I just hope to see you. One day if you
well,
do,
I'm here.
You
come
know,
visit
something.
Me. Where in Florida you live, my love? Where?
I live close to Disney. 15 minutes to Disney.
Okay,
from
so
Disney.
I am 3 hours away from you because I'm in near Fort Lauderdale. Yeah.
Oh, don't
I'm
matter.
Not...
I'll drive.
You drive? Yeah, yeah. 2 hours and 40
I'll
minutes. You'll
to
come
see
to
you.
Me. Come to
yes.
me. I'll give you a big hug. I'll give you gifts. You can stay here with
I'll
me.
Email you.
Yeah. Absolutely.
I'll email you. How can I contact you?
You can call me. Do you have a pen? I'll give you my phone number.
Yes.
Yeah.
I
do you have a
it.
Pen? Okay.
Yes.
So it's 917
sure.
area code 917.
Yes.
771.
Yes.
6035. 917-771-6035.
Okay.
And if you put Carmen Hara, C-A-R-M-E-N-A-J-R-R-A, all over the internet, you find me. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I found you last year, and then I stay tuned all the time. I said, sure. I knew about you. I born in Ecuador, and then you predicted about a president that nobody
the president.
Knew about.
I know.
Correa.
With Correa a long time ago. I know.
Very
I know
good
there was
guy.
this
and,
lady
and
from America Vive. Yes.
Yeah, America Vive. Nobody knew about him, and nobody knew, and then you predicted it. In 2003,
the lady from America, Vive, came to my office in New York, and she was asking me, who's the president of Ecuador? I said, there's a guy with an R name. He has three kids. He's tall, with an R name. She looks at me. She said, there's nobody like this. And we are short people. We're not tall. She said, I have no idea why you talk. You're right.
And you also said that he's not going to finish the actual president that time. And he was only close to 2 years as a president.
Yeah, I remember.
And then you said
that he called me, him personally, Rafael Correa called me.
Yeah.
He called me personally. He said, you made me president.
Oh, he's so nice.
He told me, you made me president because your tape play all over the South America and everywhere. And your tape, was so made an impact on people.
A lot, because nobody knew the guy. And look, he was re-elected.
I know. That was something. I know.
I thank you so much for that.
Okay, my lovely Erica. So listen, I love you. And call me anytime, but let's do this. Let's do the travel call with the Count G. And then you will get pregnant, and I will be the happiest person for you, my love, okay?
Oh,
and you're calling me
in two, three weeks
after you feel better. All this anxiety only comes from the disturbances that have to do with the chemistry of the neurotransmitters in the brain. So when we regulate this, the anxiety goes away naturally. So we don't need to be on heavy medication. We don't need to cause side effects.
Should
and
I
most
stop?
Likely if you want to...
Yeah. Should I stop the alprazolam and just stick with these two?
Are you taking alprazolam right now?
Yeah. The doctor that's the one...
Alprazolam, how many milligrams you take?
I'll tell you right now. I think it's 0.5.
You take the high dose. Can you
0.5.
cut it in half?
Yes, it's 0.5.
That's the highest dose. So the doctor gave you the highest dose. Call the doc. Yeah, that's a high dose. And he knocks you out. And he creates dependency. It's a very addicted drug. And call your doctor and ask him if he can at least cut it in half. And slowly you need to walk away from it by cutting the drug, reducing it first in half, then in a quarter, and slowly don't get out of it completely. You need to cut it first, you know. Reduce the drug.
I'm so
tired. You know what
I'm very exhausted with the medication.
No, this is knocking you out, you know. You can't function like this. You can function.
It's almost been a year with this medication.
More of this.
When you start talking about depression and anxiety, my heart to happen. That's what I needed.
Right. So I want you to talk to your doctor, ask your doctor, tell your doctor that you would love to reduce the dose because he's giving you too much, the highest possible dose. And I don't know why he put you on such long period of time, because it's a very addictive drug, and it knocks you out, and you cannot function properly like this. I don't know why he's doing this. You can be sleepy all the time, you know. Oh, poor you. No, this is not right. In my opinion, I have no right. I mean, I'm not your doctor, but I am your friend, and I really feel for you right now. And I want to help you. And I think I think we need to correct this. And I want you to call your doctor and tell your doctor you need to cut the medication in half. Promise me. And then let me know what it says.
Yes.
Okay?
I actually just see her. I saw her today, actually, a few hours ago. Yeah.
Tell your doctor that's what you need.
Get me the same medication.
No.
What happened is my nerves went crazy after having a surgery for ectopic pregnancy. After the surgery, all this shaking, it's a start from nothing. Just from that surgery.
Well, as you know, I only have, they took one ovary. So after that, just my body would start shaking, not stopping for like 2 months. Now I'm not shaky anymore, but I feel a lot
better. No, you'll be fine.
Better.
You'll be perfectly fine. You'll be perfectly fine. I promise you.
Yes, Carmen. I'm so desperate.
Okay,
I don't want any more.
You're not
pills.
Desperate. You're not desperate, and you will be out of the pills, and everything in your life will be perfect. That's the way I want you to think, and that's the way things are going to happen.
Thank you so much, because I have a wonderful husband that
yes,
you know,
and you will have a beautiful child, and the experience that was difficult is going to go away, and you'll forget about this, and you will be perfect.
Thank you so much.
My
Do you
beautiful
see
Erica.
Any girl or a boy? Do you see any
I see
girl
both.
And a boy?
I see both. I have to let you go because I'm at
it.
The end of the show. I love you, Erica. Bye,
Thank
my love.
Thank you so much, Carmen. I
Bye,
love
sweetheart.
You. Thank you.
Me too. I love you more. And everybody, thank you so much for listening. I'm Carmen Hara. Thank you for listening to Miracle Guidance. Remember, I'm here every Tuesday, 7 p.m. Eastern Time with my wonderful Christopher. I'll be with you next Tuesday. God bless you guys. Thank you for listening.